Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Green Fair. We are Bash the Trash. This is a little song called Rubbish Rhythm. It goes like this. A one, a two, a one, two, three, go!
On a breezy June day, the plaza at UN headquarters was packed with community activists from all over New York. The booths at the UN Green Fair showcased everything from sustainable food to a solar-powered car. Many of the organizations attending the event had their eye on the future with programs aimed at children.
My name is Liam McSweeney. I work for Butterbeans Kitchen. We do a healthy school lunch, nutritional school lunch, and food education, the cooking classes and workshops like that around in about 16 schools in New York City. So we're here today to be part of this sustainable community and talk about our contributions to sustainable food and why we think it's important that kids learn about that especially, and that kind of stuff is served in school lunch, and that's the norm for changing the norms for school lunch across the country. Anything in schools is going to have a huge impact on kids, right? So this is the food that they're eating every day, day in and day out, and it's really kind of where they establish what they understand to be good, healthy food.
Another New York City group has made it their mission to connect youth in New York with the rest of the world and highlight diverse ways to achieve sustainability. Here's Travis Hardy from New York City Global Partners.
We are New York City Global Partners. It's a nonprofit organization that reports into the New York City Mayor's Office for International Affairs. And we are highlighting our Global Partners Junior program, which connects around 1,000 underserved New York City youth to 2,000 kids around the world through online exchange and an original curriculum. And each year the theme of the curriculum changes, though this summer we're focusing on food and sustainability, and excited to engage New York City kids and some of their international peers in a dialogue about how to be more sustainable through their food practices. And at the end of the summer, they'll be designing their own sustainable food carts that sell dishes from different immigrant communities in their cities in a sustainable way.
New Yorkers know that one of the biggest looming problems facing the city is an overabundance of waste. Several attendees had creative solutions to that issue as well.
My name is Erica De Jesus, and I work with the New York City Compost Project. We're located in Western Queens, and we are one of many compost projects throughout the city. We're hosted by Big Reuse, which is the first salvage warehouse in New York City, which was helping to keep land material, building material, out of the landfills. And then the Compost Project collects residential food scraps from Western Queens participants and makes it into usable, rich compost that we then use to go back into our street tree pits, into our community parks, community gardens, all for free.
The main event at the fair was a performance by educational music group Bash the Trash. They've also found a productive way to transform waste by building all their instruments from recycled material. Janie Cangelosi, United Nations.